I recognize that people who worry about the judgment of others, or who are in any way concerned about the judgment of others, tend to be judgmental themselves. I attempt in every day with everyone with whom I interact to be non-judgmental. I attempt to accept them for who they are. In keeping with this, I accept everyone for who they are and how they behave without judgment, no matter what their behavior or appearance may be. I have a choice of whether or not I want to spend time with them. If I don't like them or their behavior, I simply make the choice not to be around them. I don't continue judgment once I have made that choice. Again, I am non-judgmental of others, regardless of their race, their behavior, their physical appearance, or any other trait or characteristic that I find distasteful, intrusive, or otherwise imposing and incompatible with my values. I also don't choose people as friends based upon how much they like me, praise me, or accept me. I choose people based upon the compatibility of their values with mine. Behaving for me and accepting myself for who I am is the healthiest for me emotionally and physically. I am aware of behaving for myself. I ask myself, frequently, for whom am I behaving throughout the day, especially when I am with or around other people. When I find myself wondering what others are thinking about me, or my behavior, or what I have said, I tell myself, stop. I remind myself that when I behave for others, I relinquish control. I behave for me and nobody else. I am sensitive, I am caring, and respectful of others. However, their judgment of me means nothing to me. If they accept me for who I am, fine. If not, that is their problem. I always remain in control with this thought pattern. When I am around others, I am myself. I behave in whatever way makes me happy and comfortable. I redirect any thoughts that reflect a concern for judgment of others back to me and the present. I say what I am feeling in a tactful, assertive way. I speak directly to the person involved and express a feeling or an opinion with comfort and a belief that what I think and feel is important to me, not to perform for or to satisfy others. I recognize that judgment of others is frequently expressed by discussing them or their behavior with somebody else. I may find myself discussing in a critical fashion someone I know, someone I've seen, or someone I simply observe from a distance behaving or who has some peculiar appearance. I recognize that this is non-productive and establishes a pattern where I will not only tend to continue to be critical of others, but I will tend to be concerned about how others judge me. Therefore, I have completely discontinued this process of critical, judgmental, internal posture. I also recognize that when I complain about the behavior of others to someone else, I am being non-assertive or passive. I recognize the importance of addressing the problem directly with the person concerned in a comfortable, calm, assertive fashion. When I behave and think like this, I am more self-confident. I feel good about myself for being myself. I like me more and respect me more. I am capable of anything I put my mind to. I am a successful, confident person. I am a great player. Nobody is a better player when I am on and apply myself 100%. I see, I predict, and I expect success in everything I do. I see, feel, and hear myself experiencing success in every swing I make. When faced with difficulty, I call upon images of past successes in similar situations. I am a capable, competent person. I have confidence in myself, in everything I attempt, both on and off the golf course. I realize that I will make an occasional bad swing or get a bad break. I invest no emotion in those situations. I recognize that situations in which I invest emotion will be recalled and repeated again. Therefore, I focus my emotional response on good and great shots after each round. I strive to maintain internal emotional balance during play by minimizing my highs and lows. I put my shoulders back, smile, breathe deeply, and behave confidently. My movement is deliberate, and my speech is slow-paced and articulate. My behavior is that of a confident person in control. When I think and behave like this, I experience success more often. I feel more confident, relaxed, and calm. I feel emotionally and physically healthier. I am happier about myself and my performance when I think and behave in this fashion. I create my existence. I can find something positive in anything. I can choose to be happy or unhappy. I choose to be happy. Off the course, I am positive about everything I do. I approach each day with positive images and anticipation. I look at my success and focus on my accomplishments, while at the same time, I acknowledge that problems will occur. I realize I create my mood and feelings through my thoughts. I choose to be happy, and in order to be happy, I think positively. On the course, I focus only on my good and great shots. When I hit a shot I would rate a 7 or less, I accept it. I set up and make the swing I wanted to make and see the ball flight that shot would have produced. In doing this, I clean out the memory of the poor shot. I use each good shot and great shot as a focus on my success on the course. I list and review these shots after each round on my scorecard. I record only my 8, 9s, and 10s. I use those 8, 9s, and 10s on the practice range to recall them, see them, feel them, and then repeat the shot with a total focus on ball flight and my target. When I think and behave like this, I am happier and healthier physically and emotionally. I enjoy golf, my life, and the people and things around me more. My performance is greatly enhanced. I feel good about myself and my life. Therefore, I am going to continue to think and behave in this fashion. I behave for me. What I think and value is most important. When I find myself looking to others for approval, I tell myself, stop. What I think is most important. I positively reinforce myself for my performance. What I think is most important. I accept compliments from others. However, I don't depend on these comments to determine my self-worth. I define my self-worth through my positive focus on what is right with me. I am positive about everything I do. I positively evaluate everything I do. When I find myself being self-critical, I say stop. Criticism only drains my confidence and mood. I choose to be positive. I look at everything I do and everyone around me in a positive way. I accept everyone for who they are and how they behave without judgment. I have a choice of whether or not I want to spend time with them. If I don't like them or their behavior, I simply make the choice not to be around them. I don't continue judgment once I have made that choice. I also don't choose people as friends based upon how much they like me, praise me, or accept me. I choose people based upon the compatibility of their values with mine. I am satisfied with who I am and what I do. I place my emotional and physical health as my priority. I recognize what my capabilities are, and I control the situation rather than allowing the situation to control me. I prefer to be relaxed and comfortable with who I am rather than to try to be perfect, vigilant, and tense. I accept myself. When the round is over, I focus on the 8s, 9s, and 10s, and I have satisfaction with those accomplishments. My focused concentration begins as I approach each shot. I get my yardage, I step off the distance, and make my club selection. The closer I get to hitting a shot, the more my focus narrows. After each shot, I rate it. If the shot is an 8 or below, I discard any memory of it. I set up and make the swing I wanted to make and see the ball flight that swing would have produced. If the shot rating was 8 or higher, I mentally register the shot. I see an image of the ball flight after the shot and feel the swing that produced it. My focus broadens as I move to the next shot and my ball. I repeat this process on every shot. I am relaxed and confident in groups both on and off the golf course. I see myself successful and confident in situations with other people. I assume deliberate focus in my thoughts. This here and now focus produces a relaxed feeling, and I am confident. I feel worthy of positive attention from others. I am a competent and intelligent person. I enjoy groups of people. I have the ability to create this enjoyment internally. My movement is deliberate as I walk erect and relaxed. As I approach people, I have eye contact and I smile. I behave in a comfortable, self-assured fashion. My speech is slow-paced, confident, and I have eye contact when I address individuals or groups. When somebody compliments me, I acknowledge the comment and say thank you. What I feel and think is the most important thing for me. I recognize that others have opinions that may differ from mine. I am entitled to my opinion and they to theirs. What I think about me is most important. What others say or think is of little consequence to me. I perform for me. When I think and behave like this, I am comfortable with everyone. I feel relaxed, calm, and in control. I enjoy my life and others more. When I am able to be comfortable with myself, I can give more honestly and freely to others without concern of their judgment of me. What I think is most important, my physical relaxation in all things I do will positively affect my emotional and physical health and performance. I have the ability to relax anytime I choose through my thinking and physical action. I choose to be in a state of continuous relaxation. I see myself moving calmly and fluidly in all my activities. I feel my hands warming as I become more relaxed. As I slow down my movement and by breathing, I can feel my nervous system quieting. I feel very much in control. I am very relaxed. I am responsible only for my behavior and nobody else's. If my group falls behind, I can only control my pace. I am not responsible for the play or pace of others or for keeping my group moving. When my group is on the clock, I remain calm, breathe deeply, and ignore the official as I step into my routine. My focus is narrow as I set up to hit my shot. I practice 50 to 60 body scans per day. I use my environment and schedule to cue my relaxation. I practice deliberate activity and mindfulness. I focus on my movements and practice deep diaphragmatic breathing. I drop my shoulders, open my hands, and feel the heaviness throughout my entire body. When I think and behave like this, I am more relaxed and able to concentrate. My emotional and physical health is greatly benefited by staying continually relaxed. My performance is always better when I am relaxed and focused. The relaxation enhances this focus. When I think and behave like this, I feel good about myself and what I have done. My emotional and physical health are preserved. I recognize that what I feed attention grows. By focusing on what is right in my life and my game, my positive performance on and off the course will grow. I also become relaxed and calm and feel the self-satisfaction and control this positive focus brings. I can if I see and believe I can. I can do anything I put my mind to doing. I behave for me. When I make a decision, I stick with my judgment and don't question my ability to perform. I am decisive. I am a competent person. Off the course, I draw on my past images and feelings of success in similar situations. On the course, I recall a similar shot I have hit well in the past. I am capable of hitting any shot well when I concentrate and give the situation my full attention. I recognize that my concentration and detailed focus is what carries me into the zone. I am a great ball striker. I am capable of doing anything I put my mind to. I choose to be successful. I focus on my success. I evaluate my performance with an eye on what I did well. I continually focus on my 8s, 9s, and 10s during and after a round. I am my best friend as I support myself. I predict, visualize, and expect success. I behave for me. I walk with my shoulders back. I move with determination. I look confident. I act and move with self-assuredness and assertiveness. When I think and behave like this, I am more relaxed and confident and better able to concentrate. My focus is sharp, my attitude is confident, and my performance is outstanding. I can control my game. One or two bad holes or a couple of bad breaks have no effect on the rest of my game. I have control of my game and the outcome of my play. I have complete control over the mental side of my game. I am determined, focused, and confident on every shot. I am mentally tough. I focus on one hole and one shot at a time. When faced with a shot, I recall a similar shot I have hit well in the past. I call up the feeling of that shot. I see it, and I create the same physical and mental state I had before and execute another perfect shot. I describe and see every shot I am going to hit to myself. I breathe deeply, ensuring that my exhalation is twice as long as my inhalation. I do body scans each time I walk onto tees and greens, behind my ball, and between shots. I move deliberately and confidently. My movement is slow, confident, and relaxed, and reflects the tempo of my swing. I behave as if I am relaxed. I drop my shoulders as I walk onto every tee and green, and when I approach fairway shots. I practice these same skills on the practice range and practice green with each shot I hit and each ball I putt. When I think and behave this way, I am able to remain calm, relaxed, and confident, and I play well. When I think and behave like this, I feel good about myself and what I have done. My emotional and physical health are preserved. I recognize that what I feed attention grows. By focusing on what is right in my life and my game, my positive performance on and off the course will grow. I also become relaxed and calm and feel the self-satisfaction and control this positive focus brings. Play well and enjoy yourself and behave for you.